Welcome back to our fifth episode of True Confessions. I'm Maddie.
I'm Yabby. And this is My Strange Confessions.
Yeah, so we have a lot of random confessions today.
Yeah, there are definitely some interesting ones. I definitely think we have some of our better confessions that we've had so far.
Some of these are more like weird things that people do that you don't hear about very often, and maybe some of the things you haven't thought about doing before. So let's start with this one. It says, I have never seen a Harry Potter movie. This, I think, is pretty rare.
Like, okay, granted, I had never seen a Harry Potter movie until this summer when I took Spanish, and they were all talking about Harry Potter in Spanish, and I didn't understand any of the references, so
that's
I binge-watched
what drove you to do it?
The entire Harry Potter series.
See, I, okay, same. I have never seen a Harry Potter movie, so I guess it's, like, not that random, or read any of the books.
But have you seen the books? They're so
they're big. Right? And, like, I feel like I am someone who, like, when I tell people that, they're just like, are you crazy? So, like, I feel like I'm, like, one of not very many.
There's definitely a huge fandom out there that are, like, all about Harry Potter.
I don't really get it. It's just not really my style. And I feel like people who like all different sorts of styles like the books and the movies, but, like, I don't really get it.
I mean, like, they were good movies, but they were definitely not something I would reach for. I'm definitely somebody who's going to watch, like, The Notebook or something
definitely
like that,
rom-coms.
You know? So Harry Potter definitely was not, like, my cup of tea. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love Game of Thrones. Like, you know,
I can
do that type of stuff, too. But it just – maybe it's because, like – some of, like, the graphics and stuff in the movies now seem dated compared to, like, what you see in, like, Avengers and things like that. Like, so it definitely seemed like it was a little outdated.
I mean, I know that, like, when I was young, I mean, it's been popular my whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, when I was younger and people would have the books that they were reading, I would see the size of those things. I'd be like, no way. Are you kidding me?
Oh, absolutely not. They're, like,
I mean, I'm not a bookworm, but
they're definitely, like, four books that, like, in one. Like, they're so big. Like, you really have to be committed to reading it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one day I will try it, but...
No, you won't.
I know. I've come almost 21 years without reading or seeing them, the stories, and I still have no desire to do it. So I'm sorry to all the Harry Potter fans, but it's not going to happen.
I enjoyed that one. Okay, so this one is, I eat french fries with a fork.
I feel like this, it depends on the circumstance. Like, if you have, like, a ton of, like, ketchup or, like, stuff on top of it, then, like, a nacho sort of thing, then I think it's fine. But, like,
I've never, so I dip my french fries in ice cream.
Okay, like, yeah, I do that.
I do that, but I've never, like, even when I dip it in the ice cream, I've never reached for a fork to eat my french fry. Like,
no, yeah, no.
I feel like that's so, like, just use your fingers. That's what they're for.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
But when I think the first time for, like, the ice cream thing, the first time someone recommended that to me, I was, like, super young. And, like, I think it was, like, a teacher that was like, oh, yeah, like, I dip my french fries in ice cream. And
I got
like,
it from Kim Possible.
Oh, did she do that?
Yeah. In an episode of Kim Possible, they dipped the french fry in, like, a milkshake, I think it was. And I was like, I need to try this.
I was like, at first when I heard about it, I was like, that's disgusting. But then I did it and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, but maybe it would make my life easier.
To use a fork.
Yeah.
Especially with the ice cream.
That. Yeah.
But then I feel like if it got stuck and like it fell off, then it would just get mushy. And I don't like when my fries get mushy. So like, I don't like them to touch my ketchup until I'm like, you know, having my ketchup. Okay, this next one says, I once borrowed my mom's shirt, accidentally ruined it, and had to spend way too much money to fix it, so she didn't know that I borrowed it. I mean, I feel like this is a normal situation that can happen. Don't think I've ever ruined one of my mom's shirts, but I've definitely borrowed her clothes. She has shrunk my clothes when I was younger. Like, my mom and I, like, have shared clothes, and, like, she shrunk my clothes, but I don't think either one of us have ever, like, ruined it and had to fix it and get it back in time before they noticed.
No, definitely not. I mean, I've stolen my mom's clothes like to go for like a look or something like that, but I don't know, she usually calls me out when I'm wearing something that's hers. Like, she definitely makes it known.
Oh, same.
Yeah, that. But I've never ruined it, which I mean, knock on wood, hopefully if I ever borrow anything of hers, I never ruin. Yeah,
no. That would be sad. I feel like I've seen like so many TV shows where like someone is like, oh, I'm just going to borrow. Oh, there was, like, an episode of, I think it was, like, Full House, where
she
borrowed like DJ sweater, and then it like, did she shrink it? I think she shrunk it. Like Stephanie shrunk DJ sweater, and then like Michelle could wear it.
Yeah,
something because she was like the smallest.
Yeah, or when they wore like Danny's stuff, and then they broke his closet, stuff like that.
Yes, and then they had to fix that, and they tried to, but he was like so like OCD about knowing everything that changed. Yeah, I feel like you'd be very, you would have to be very careful about. Like, if especially if it's something, like, can't be, like, replaced, like, if it's, like, an older shirt or something.
Yeah.
Then it's like, ooh, you're out of luck. So maybe just ask before you borrow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Asking is always the best chance that you have. Okay, so this one is, I once stole Santa's hat as a kid, and he dropped my baby brother. My dad had to catch my brother.
Oh, wow, what a traumatic experience for Santa. I feel like, I mean, I'm sure that kid didn't remember. I don't know how young he was, but I'm sure that the baby didn't remember being dropped by Santa. But
I mean, talk about a story. Like, Santa dropped me. I mean, imagine never on the naughty list ever.
Imagine being told that, like, if you were, like, slightly old, and you're like, then you'd be terrified of Santa.
Yeah.
Gotta wait a couple years to tell him that story, maybe.
Yeah, that's so funny, though. Like, I can thoroughly picture, like, just stealing Santa's hat and, like, a baby falling and a parent running. Like,
it's a lot happening
once. I think that would be really funny.
Imagine the picture, like the Christmas picture. Oh, I know,
and just like the dad diving to catch the kid,
and the hat coming off,
and like Santa's just like, oh my god, yeah, mouth wide open, like OMG, yeah, I could definitely see that.
See, like that's a good story to tell. That's fun.
That's definitely something interesting and funny.
All right, this one says, I always brush my teeth in the shower. I've heard that people like have drinks in the shower or they wash their face in the shower. I guess brushing your teeth kind of works too.
I've definitely brushed my teeth in the shower before.
I don't think I've ever done that. I have. My mom always yells at me when I like tell her that I just wash my face in the shower because she's like, that doesn't count. Why not?
Yeah. Why no, not? I mean, I definitely think that it's like, I don't know. It was like too, you could like, I don't know. It was too complicated for me brushing my teeth in the shower. Well, like, see, I just do it as a separate step. Like,
you would have to have somewhere to put the toothbrush, too, in the shower.
Well, you can have, like, a cup on, like, the ledge or something. True. Yeah.
Thinking about, like, I mean, the showers in the dorms, I would not bring my toothbrush in there.
Maybe they don't live on campus, though. That's true. Like, I mean, it's so much easier to brush your teeth at home than it is.
But then I feel like you would get, like, toothpaste on the ground. And
yeah, that's, like, that's the thing. You got to really make sure, like, you're getting, like, all your junk. Then you would have to be, like,
just have your mouth open with the shower. Yeah. Like, what if you don't have a lot of pressure?
Yeah, like the water. Yeah. Like, streaming down and just, like, you have to close having your mouth. Yeah.
I would just stick to the sink.
Yeah, just I mean, take the extra step.
It could be fun to try to do. I mean, I guess if you're really in a rush.
Right.
And you need to do something, you can just do it all at once in the shower. Right. But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like a, it's cheating a little bit. You're missing, just wake up, brush your teeth, then get in the shower and do what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, what is our last confession for today?
All right, so this last one is,
it's a doozy.
It's definitely one that'll make you think or make you laugh. I'm not really sure. But so it's, I tried anal over spring break. 0 out of 10, would not recommend. So
thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah. So
thanks for the tip.
If you haven't ever tried it, this person definitely would not recommend it. 0 out of 10. I mean,
I get a lot of, I have definitely heard people talk about it. I definitely hear some mixed feelings about
it. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely heard some like positives and some negatives and some interesting reviews on it.
Reviews. Reviews about doing anal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like,
Mom, I hope you're not listening to this podcast.
Yeah. I know. But I mean, I guess everybody has their own take and their
everyone's got their own opinion.
Yeah, their own interest and what they like and what they don't like. So, you know, this person learned they do not like it. So I guess, you know.
Well, there you go. So if you were looking for
an opinion on anal, you know, here's one. So, but maybe ask some friends, see what they say.
I feel like it's like a trend right now that people are just like wanting to like.
A trend?
Yeah.
Like a trend for anal?
Yeah. People are wanting to like try to do it and.
I mean, you know, more power to you.
Do what you want.
Yeah, live your life, you know.
I hope that your experience will be 10 out of 10. And that you're
being safe. And there you go. Be safe. Just me. a little plug. Be safe.
Oh my god.
But you know, enjoy it or don't. Like, yeah, this person, 0 out of 10, they really did not enjoy, yeah, it.
But I hope that, you know, if one of you decide to experiment from listening to this, then it'll be a 10 out of 10 experience that you will recommend.
Or, you know, maybe leave a confession if you
that too. Yeah.
Yeah. If you did try it and 10 yeah out of 10, you know,
send us some confessions. That yeah would be fine.
Okay.
Well, I think that's a great note to end the podcast on.
Oh, yeah. Just like the highlight. Just end it on that one.
It's really, really a special way to end this,
yeah,
show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we will be back again with some more confessions.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to us read these anonymous confessions. It's a good time for us to read them. And yeah, I hope that, yeah, it's a good time for you to listen to.
Exactly.
People
hope you enjoyed
our school,
it.
What they're, yeah, what they're talking about. So
maybe,
yeah,
college kids in your school are experiencing this too.
Yeah, maybe you can relate. So yeah, thanks for listening to our 5th episode of True Confessions.